We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome the program entrepreneur and podcaster, Damian Harper. Damon, how are you, man? I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, man, I'm doing phenomenal. Yes, Lord. I would like to say, man, Neil, thank you so much. I'm super grateful for you just having the audacity. You know, the world is spinning on its axis at a ostentatious rate, man. And I want to say thank you for being a part of that. I am super happy to be here.
I love your energy, Damon. That's fantastic. So let's talk about, first of all, we're going to promote in this interview the podcast, then we'll talk about your business at the end. Why the podcast? Absolutely. You've been so motivated by getting this podcast started, man.
Oh, man. Neil, that's a loaded question, even though it, you know, so very short choice of words, very loaded question. I've been on an entrepreneurial journey for quite a while now. Before getting into what I'm doing now, I was in sports management. And I started getting into that business through being in seminary. I was in seminary and I was doing urban ministry and church planting, getting my MDiv and PhD. And in the midst of those studies, the data and research, and with my gifts, I said I wanted to get into sports. So what I did was, while I was in the trenches, there was a certain demographic where I noticed that there was a sensitivity in terms of my heart's, you know, aspiration work. I noticed that there was a sensitivity click where I was connecting with people at a very, very unique.
You connect with people very well, man.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate that. And I noticed that there was something more than just sports, right? So I took my experience from seminary and I said, I need to enhance this human experience even more. And I got into thinking that, you know, missionary work was the lane. But then I got into thinking that maybe I should create some new form of ministry, right? And I said, man, I think podcasting would be great because I will be able to bring awareness to the fact that you can pull inspiration out of your life in general, it being a sermon, right? Because it's not a testimony unless you testify. And I believe that everybody has something uniquely about them that they witness, right, year in and year out, that they can expose to mankind, because we have a fingerprint. And the fingerprint is to remind you that there's no one else like you. So whatever you witness, it's for you, right? To give, right, to mankind. There's something about you that, you know,
that's special. And everyone has it. And they have to figure out who their audience is. They got to figure out who they are. They have to figure out what they can resonate and how they can transform society. If you're not willing to do that, you're wasting away in this world, because not many people are going to do it. And so, Damon, you're like, I'm going to help people do this, meaning based on this podcast, because your business is helping people wellness and all that. We talk about that later. So do you have guests on your podcast? How does that work?
Yes, I do have guests on the podcast. And the guest that comes on to the podcast, they are, you know, it happens organically. There's really not like a particular platoon system that selects what guests are coming on, but it's typically meeting somebody in their darkness and them wanting to speak their experience so that they can inspire somebody else to get up out of their darkness, right? Being a stick for somebody else to get out of their quicksand, right? Being a stick for somebody to pull them out of their, you know, their dark place, to let them know that they're not the only one, and you can, from the uniqueness of where their story is at. But that's typically how I normally run into guests to come onto the podcast.
So you basically go out, reach out to people, and it doesn't matter who you're interviewing. It's more of a conversation that you put your ideal and what you want to get out of that guest for they to see their challenges, kind of understand them, and really bring an inspirational message every guest you have, it sounds like.
Man, that's powerful. Yes, you laid that out great. You know, so when I was in sports, I was a talent scout, right? And
were you a talent scout?
I work with professional athletes. So I was.
What kind of professional athletes, man?
Basketball.
What kind of NBA?
Oh man, I've worked with NBA players, NBL players. from the NBA down to the ABA, semi-pro to the pros. I've been in the trenches. I've helped players who had nothing get something. So there was something in that work where I noticed that I was able to distinguishly pick out
Can
somebody's
you name any of the NBA players you've worked with?
there's one player that I've worked with, Royce White.
Okay.
Seeing it's funny how I'm in mental health now.
Yeah.
And the, you know, him being he was my favorite because, man, he has a story regarding his mental health and his difficult journey with sports. And in that moment, that's when I knew that basketball was more, because I actually helped him gain sight on what direction he wanted to take with his brand, more so than just basketball. So
Really? So, do you play basketball too?
I did.
Where'd you
I
play?
did. I played Division III.
Me
I
too. I
played
played D3 at Western Maryland, which is McDaniel College.
Get out of here. I played at LaSalle University up
Okay.
here in Massachusetts. And we played against Williams, Gordon College. But I played Division III. I had two hip surgeries, and I still got recruited to play professional basketball. And you being a Division III athlete, you know how hard that is, right?
Yeah, you basically, I ended up retiring from basketball to go and be a pro wrestler. So it was 1 year. I played at Western Maryland, which is now McDaniel College, was going to play at La Roche.
Powerful.
And then I decided I'm out and I'm done. But ultimately, there would have been opportunities for me playing for the Washington Generals, right? Or maybe
Wow.
playing in Europe. There's a good friend of
Wow.
mine, Derek Bowles, I'll need to connect you with as well. You'll be a great guest for his podcast. Derek is a former professional athlete, played in Europe and all that stuff. And
Oh, wow.
he has an inspirational story, Derek. I'll definitely connect you to Derek. Now, it's interesting you talk about this. So, professional sports, the podcast. So, you're just choosing people. And what is the name of the podcast so people can check it out?
The podcast is Smarter by the Day with Cowboy 347. That's what I go by. And I'm a mindfulness-based cognitive therapist. So what I was saying was that talent scouting that I recognized, that little gift I had, I made it transferable to just in generally scouting someone's life as an opportunity to inspire somebody, opposed to it just being a particular gift, right? And what I do is I talk about mindfulness in the mindfulness industry. And we know since the pandemic, mental health has been something that has been an okay thing to talk about now since the pandemic. And what I do is I represent the work before the work, where we try to help individuals gain clarity on their inner management so that they can actually, cleanse that out before they actually choose faith, if that makes sense. And on that level, there's an opportunity where they talk about the uniqueness of the direction of that they've on the path that they've been on. They talk about the sauce where, this is how I know, right, that God is real.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to know that you can, find him as well, because I've been through some crazy mess. But then when it's the show has a phenomenal guild of content around mindfulness in general. It's pretty cool stuff.
All right. So, what is your belief in mindfulness? Explain that more.
I believe that man, I believe mindfulness-based cognitive therapy has been a great source for me, because of the things that I've been through in my life. I've realized that, the self-work, begins within yourself, and being able to approach psychology with unique strategy, right, to reduce stress. Mental health should be a priority for us to give self-care to, more so than anything, man. And me being my own product, right? It saved my life. And when I saved myself, I knew that I could save others, right?
That's
And
fantastic.
because I saved myself, I knew that, there was someone else that was out there like myself, right? They say that there's, anybody will pay a dollar to be next to hear your story. You just got to get your story out there. There's somebody out there that you could, you can medicate from your journey. And I said, man, I got to take this route.
Absolutely. All right. So people can check out the podcast anywhere, right?
Yes. Yes, they can. They can check it out on Instagram. They can check it out on Instagram, Thessalonica 3. That's my mindfulness-based cognitive practice. They can check it out on Twitter, Professor PD3, YouTube, Cowboy347, Snapchat, Cowboy347, and TikTok, Cowboy347.
All right, we appreciate it, Damon. It was great stuff, man. Take care.
Absolutely.
Are you listening and watching The Neil Haley Show? We'll be back in just a moment.